Do you try and be perfect? See, one of the things that I've never really done, which is a really good thing, is I've not tried to be perfect. But what I pick up on when I do one-on-one calls is some players trying to be perfect before they do anything, or trying to hit perfectionism. And you're never going to have the perfect game, right? And perfectionism doesn't really exist. So I'm going to talk about perfectionism, trying to be perfect, and how it can hinder you. But one thing Luke said to me, because we had this big discussion, so Luke 09 obviously is my business partner, we had this big discussion about perfectionism and how perfectionism can be weakness, and aiming for perfectionism is wrong. And he said something that kind of made me change my mind a little bit. And he said, look, you're not going to be perfect the whole game, because he had this massive discussion with someone, but you'll hit perfectionism for a moment in time. And I heard it on a podcast as well, perfectionism or potential. You could say that's potential as well. You'll hit being perfect or your potential for a moment in time. You're never going to stay there, but what you're working towards and trying to be perfect all the time is never going to happen. Or trying to hit your potential. But you'll hit it for a moment in time. You'll be like, wow, I've just curled one top bins. Oh, I've just made an unbelievable save. Or how did I do that? You're in flow state. You're like, how did I do that? You hit perfectionism or your potential for a moment in time. Because I have this argument with people and they go, I want to reach my potential. I'm like, do you ever reach your potential? Is it something that you hit? Do you ever go, I've reached my potential now? Probably not. Because it doesn't matter what you do. You're always trying to improve. It's not a destination that you reach. You don't go, I'm hit my potential now, do you? And what I see with this potential perfectionism, right, is perfectionism is fear. Trying to make the perfect pass every time. Trying to keep the ball. No mistakes. And I've been helping players recently do things outside of the game, like create businesses or coaching businesses. But perfectionism can be a weakness because it leads to these unrealistic expectations. Remember what will screw you? Unrealistic expectations. Unmet expectations are the root cause of unhappiness. Unmet expectations of yourself, where you perceive you be, expectations of others. And if you have unmet expectations, you're going to have this fear of failure, you're going to procrastinate, and you're never going to reach a level of satisfaction. Reaching for excellence, right, it can be great. Like, I try and reach excellence. But perfectionism will cause you stress, anxiety, and it will cause you to feel inadequate. So perfectionism will hinder you in these ways because you'll have a fear of failure. You're going to fall short of these standards. You're going to avoid doing something. It's going to lead to paralysis in making decisions, in doing things. It will hinder you. It will make you procrastinate. Procrastination is just another name for fear. I'm like, do you know what? Take action. Take action. Instead of thinking about it, just do it and go for it. It's all about taking action. The person who takes the most action wins. A lot of people go, oh, I'm just going to think about it. We had someone in the Game Academy who was talking about kicking the ball with his left foot, right? And he's procrastinating on it. He was like, oh, I'm going to write that down and I'm going to look into this. No, just kick it with your left foot. Take action. Just go for it. And as I said beforehand, go towards that failure. Go towards it. Because if you procrastinate, you're going to miss opportunities. If you procrastinate, you're going to overthink things. Sometimes you've just got to go. And then you won't be productive. It's just a way of you mentally masturbating about the things that you possibly could do, right? So people go, oh, I want to build the perfect course. I want to do the perfect this. I want to do the perfect that. And that's going to lead to you speaking negatively in your own head. That parrot will keep going, keep going, keep going. So how do we get over this perfectionism? Because perfectionism is a weakness. For example, I've built courses, right? I've built courses before. You don't build the course and then sell it. You sell the course and then build it. And then you do it and you find out what works and what doesn't. And as you go through it, it gets better and better and better. That's not perfectionism. Perfectionism will stop you in your tracks. So you have to set realistic goals, right? And realize that it's not going to be perfect. This podcast isn't going to be perfect. Sometimes I make mistakes. Sometimes the recording's not great. That's okay. I'm going to mess up. It's not going to be the greatest podcast in the world. Do you know what? But I've taken action. If you take something from it, that's better than me. Instead of making it about me, I make it about you. You have to have a realistic perspective. You have to realize it's okay to make mistakes. In this podcast, I might hit perfectionism or my potential for a moment in time, but the rest of it is not going to be perfect. You have to have a bit more compassion for yourself. Have empathy for yourself. Accept your flaws. When you start anything, when you do anything, right, realize you're going to be shit. It doesn't matter what you do. When I first started my first podcast, I was shit. When I first done my public speaking, I was shit. When I first started working with footballers, I was probably shit. I was not as good as I am now. I have more strategy because I'm like, do you know what? I'm just going to go through it. I'm going to do it and I will learn. So you have to embrace imperfection and realize that perfection is just an illusion. It's not a real place. It's a part of growth. It's a part of learning. Focus on the process, not the outcome. We talk about this a lot of time. Be process focused. Focus on the process to get you there. And then you get to the outcome by default. And get help. Speak to people. I don't like perfectionism. Because it stops people in their tracks. They use it as an excuse. Oh, it's not going to be perfect. What if it's not perfect? It's not going to be perfect. That's okay. You're not going to have the perfect game. You're not going to have the perfect outcome. That's okay. Understand that. So just go. Action wins every single time. Remember, confidence comes from doing. Not thinking, doing. Confidence is a doing thing. So go do and realize you're not going to be perfect. If you like this podcast, you know what to do. Give me a 5-star review. No, it makes sense. If it's not perfect, no worries. Don't give me a perfect review. It's all good. I'm okay with that. I'm okay with... Or tell me how it can be better. That'd be cool. I'm looking for feedback all the time. If you want to speak to me, go to www.confidenceinfootball.com. Click the link. Watch the masterclass. Book in for a clarity call. Speak to me. Let's help you with that. Let's go through that. Why have you got this perfectionism? Why do you think you need to be perfect? Let's go through it. Let's go deeper. There's a deeper reason. If you want to do that, let me speak to you about it. Let me help you. I'll see you tomorrow.